RadioInfluence.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and I have joining me, Ian Beckles. How are you doing, Ian?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just waking up.
A couple hours ago, I'm good.
I'm just waking up.
Oh,
coffee hasn't kicked in yet. So I wanted to share with you guys a new place that's opening up in January in St. Petersburg, which is the Carroll Hotel. And Ian and I were invited to a media dinner this past week at the Epicurean Theater. So we got to have a media preview dinner of their K Club Bar and Bistro. And I have to say, I'm still thinking about it. It was one of the best meals I've had in a while.
It was probably definitely one of the best, I guess, influencer type of event. Every dish that he brought out, if I went to the restaurant, I would have to order.
I mean,
it was that good.
Definitely. And we started off with a wild mushroom bisque, which it was a little chilly that night. So it was awesome. I was craving soup, but holy crap, that was delicious.
It was delicious. And funny part, it wasn't hot.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't hot.
I thought it was going to be, but I think we took so many pictures. At least I did.
Probably.
Mine got cold.
But after I was done, I said to my, I probably said out loud too, it's probably the best soup I've ever had.
Yeah.
The soup was excellent.
Yeah, you weren't alone. A lot of people felt that same way. I think it was the truffle vinaigrette that was on it.
That's really cheating, but it works.
Well, I put
anything
that on everything.
Truffle makes sense to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I have to say that their smoked I can't talk today. Tongue tied. sorry. Their smoked octopus definitely was beautiful.
Well, as somebody who cooks octopus myself.
You do. I've never done it, so.
Yeah, I sous vide my octopus, but they braised theirs, and the consistency was perfect. Mm-hmm. And excellent, excellent dish. He was good. Presentation was excellent with everything. And all like the side sauces and everything like that. Everything was excellent.
Definitely. If you follow us on Instagram, I'm at Forking Around Town and he is at Ian Beckles, Ian_Beckles. Make sure you have the right one. We shared a couple of images from that night, but that octopus, I think, is one of my favorite pictures this year that I've taken.
That was a great picture.
Well, it was just the colors. It just worked. It looked more like a work of art to me.
Well, that's half the battle these days.
Yeah.
With restaurant business. You know, you can make great food, but if it looks like crap, then, you know, it's not going to pop off on social media, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
You need some colors in your food, people.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I know. Sometimes I go through Instagram and I'm looking at these pictures. I'm like, just add a filter, do something.
Yeah. Or just put some parsley on it or something too. Sometimes just bland pictures don't look good.
And don't forget to put your keys in the background of the photo.
Yeah. My keys are everywhere.
But I love that. It's a little inside joke for you guys. And then you really enjoyed the prosciutto wrapped cobia.
Well, cobia is a fish that you rarely see on menus.
Mm-hmm.
As a fisherman, I love to fish. Cobia is an excellent cooking fish. I know that, but you rarely see it at restaurants. I don't think I've ever seen anything so kind of lightly wrapped with prosciutto. I don't even really know how he did it, how he made it so perfect. And
it was very intricate. Yeah,
it
definitely.
It was excellent. You know, it was delicate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't cook delicately.
And the prosciutto was like perfectly crisp.
That's what I mean.
And it didn't crumble. That was the thing. Because whenever I mess with prosciutto, it is, you have to be careful with it because it does break easily. And he just, I don't know what did, but
you sliced it and it didn't break apart.
It was
perfect.
Yeah. I have to say they did a fantastic job. And then of course,
and on the side, they had those crispy gnocchi.
The gnocchi,
which
yes.
might've been probably the best part of the dish.
Gnocchi are dangerous for me.
Yeah. They're dangerous for everybody.
It's definitely one of those comfort foods that I could eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're very tasty. And of course we had a smoked short rib, which I loved. Definitely have a picture of that coming out soon. And then that banana bread pudding was outstanding.
Why you skip over the short rib so fast?
Because we have other things to talk. Okay, let's talk about the short rib.
Yeah, wait.
I've got short ribs. Yeah, I had meat sweats after that. Did you?
Yeah, I get meat sweats every day. But yeah, that short rib, whatever sauce that was in, was it a boysenberry sauce or something like that?
It was a huckleberry.
Huckleberry
jus.
Never think about putting any berries with meat, but I'm going to think about it now.
Have you ever had a blueberry barbecue sauce?
I have. I've actually made a blueberry barbecue sauce.
Or like a cherry.
Blueberry.
Definitely. Yeah. I like kind of messing with that.
Yeah.
Especially when they're nice and smoky.
Uh-huh.
But that bread pudding with that ice cream that had the... it was a whiskey infused.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was like you took one taste of it and you were buzzed.
Yeah. It was very dense with alcohol.
It was.
You tasted it and you're like I really felt like I got buzzed from a dessert, which is a first, but hopefully not a last.
Well, I want to know what their secret is because, you know, you can't freeze alcohol. So remember they were talking about that. It was kind of a little joke. So I don't know what they did. probably Nitro. It had to have been like a Nitro something.
Well, that chef, Anacio's chef. I don't know. His last name was Anacio, I believe. He's one of those, he's a young kid that this is his first, you know, first hurrah. And you can tell he's putting everything into it.
Yes.
You know, he this is his baby now, and he's letting it all out. He's like, it's like the first Led Zeppelin album.
That's a good way of looking at it.
You know?
Yeah. So the Carroll Hotel will be opening in January. There isn't an exact opening date, but you guys can follow them on social media at the Carroll Hotel, and that's Carroll with a K. Great story behind the hotel, which I'll let you guys look into that because it is, you know, it's definitely a lot to go over. But also, Ian introduced me to a place this week that was my first time, which was Cafe Chivo in St. Pete.
My people, Frankie. My people.
You know, I've driven past that place so many times. It's just one of those that I keep thinking, I got to check that out sometime. Yeah. And it was a pleasant surprise.
Well, I've been talking about Cafe Chivo for a while. Frankie is good people. Introduced Mike Calta introduced me to Frankie. Mm-hmm. You know, Frankie does a lot of stuff with the bone. So went there a couple times, and everything I've had there is fantastic. Just authentic Italian food and homemade pasta. And, you know, Frankie's that big old teddy bear that sits with you and eats and what goes around and talks to everybody like Malia used to do. So if you like Italian food, Cafe Chibo is, I think, that old school feel. There's not a lot of that going on anymore.
There's really not. And that's one thing I've always been a firm believer in is if you own a restaurant, you have to own that restaurant. A part of it. Right? Well, we're laughing about folks, but no, I mean, it makes all the difference in the world when a person really puts their heart and soul into a business. You can taste it on the plate.
There's no successful restaurants where the owners aren't there. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't work.
It won't work because whoever has the passion must be there, or his vision is, or his or her vision, it ain't going to work.
Right.
You know, you go to Dats and Suzanne Perry's there. You go to Dr. Barbecue. Dr. Barbecue's there. Same with Frankie from Cafe Chibo. It's just Malio back in the day. Malio, when I used to go to Malio's, he would grab me and take me through the kitchen and go and introduce me to, you know, General Petraeus and all these different things. So that's his thing. That's why everybody goes back. Mm-hmm. And I think Cafe Chibo is the same way. Great.
Oh, definitely. And I actually spoke with Frank this morning, and, you know, I'm actually going to go visit him after we do this podcast, hang out with him, talk about some food. But he's going to be on the podcast, and he's going to talk about the history of the restaurant. You know, they've been around for quite some time. But yeah, I did a lot of eating this week, and so I get to run it off this weekend. I'll be doing the Hot Chocolate 15K on Sunday in downtown Tampa. It's sponsored by Allstate. I definitely would love for you guys, if you're in Tampa and you love to run, if you can join in, but I believe it is very close to being sold out. Today would be the day to register. I know tomorrow you have to pick up all your stuff at the convention center. Now, what race, I mean, think about it. You start running, there's chocolate all along the course. You stop, there's M&Ms, there's marshmallows and chocolate. You finish with a big cup of hot chocolate and all kinds of cookies.
Can I get a scooter and still eat it?
You could do that. You could do that.
I'm not running, that's for sure.
You could do that. But yeah, definitely. If you guys, if you miss it this year, definitely register in January for next year. You'll save a substantial bit of money. Again, it's the hot chocolate. They have a 5, 10, and a 15K. It's actually all over the United States in different cities. So definitely look for it in a city near you. And aside from that, I'm looking forward to another weekend filled with eating. I cannot wait. So many new things I want to try. I'm going to be in the Wesley Chapel area, and I'm going to try tomorrow Blaze Pizza.
Okay.
This is a place that's been on my radar for quite some time. I've had so many people tell me you haven't had pizza until you've had Blaze Pizza.
Well, that's fun.
So I can't wait to go try it, and I'll share my experience with you guys. Just remember, you can always follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town. I do have a couple of giveaways coming up as we get close to Christmas. You can follow Ian at Ian Beckles. And don't forget, guys, a new episode comes out every Friday on radioinfluence.com. And you can also find my podcast anywhere you download your podcast.
Hey, gang, Jerry P. Tuck here, co-host of A Place for My Head. Each week, Brandon Thompson and I are going to be talking about the importance of mental health. We're going to be talking everything from stress, anxiety, different mental illnesses, different chronic illnesses, and frankly, the rigors of everyday life and how we all struggle to get through it. We're not medical professionals, but We are looking to start that conversation that needs to be had about the stigma around mental illness and how it affects us every single day. We'll talk to experts, but at the end of the day, A Place for My Head is all about real people with real stories about real life. Check out A Place for My Head with Brandon Thompson and myself, Jerry P. Tuck, each week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.